Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. Kenrath back here with you as we continue on our mornings, or you might be listening on the North Platte Post Kubota podcast, Listen to our mornings here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. Like I always say, listen to hits from the 70s, 80s, and the 90s, but also learning about what's going on in the community and so much more. But hey, we welcome back one of our guests, Janet Vath from the Lincoln County CASA, talking about the Summer Bash Wagon Full raffle that's gonna be coming up here soon. But first and foremost, Janet, good morning, and how are we doing?
I'm doing just great. It's a wonderful morning out there. All anxious to get going, selling raffle tickets.
Yep, you're talking about raffle tickets. So exactly, what is this Summer Bash Wagon that's just full of goodies that's coming up here that Lincoln County CASA is putting up together?
Well, there's a little bit of everything, a little bit of something for everyone in there. There's a hammock, there is cups, blankets, towels, candy, adult beverages, kids' beverages, popsicles. We figure there's probably close to $400 with the wagon. An awesome wagon. I'd love to have this wagon myself. It's a collapsible fold-up one. It's got its own carrying case with it. Awesome wagon. Anyway, there's probably about $400 worth of goodies in there. It's everything a family needs to start off their summer. We are going to raffle it off. The raffle tickets are $10 a piece. You can get those from any of the CASA board members, myself. Call 308-386-8393 or the office, the CASA office, or come into the CASA office. We're second floor on the bank, the First National Bank of Omaha on the second floor. Just come in, come up the elevator, and we're right there. Any of the board members, just give me a call. Lots of fun things in this wagon. And again, it's a raffle. The donations are going to go back to CASA to give back to our kiddos in the area.
And I like how you mentioned there's something for everybody, you know, for the children, there's some candy for adults, there's adult beverages. And folks, this wagon is truly meant for everyone. There's something for everyone to enjoy in this wagon. Well, I guess I'll ask you, Janet, now that we're heading in the summer, what was kind of the thought process when creating this raffle? It's like, how can we come together? And it's like, okay, we came up with this wagon. So like with all these fun goodies, what was kind of the thought process of putting this wagon together?
Just for that, for just another fundraiser for CASA. And we come up with the idea. One of the board members come up with the idea. Well, this would be an easy project. The board members donated things. Pratt Dental donated the wagon. And everything has been donated, so it's going to be pure profit for us, and we would like to thank the people who have donated everything for us. Again, in the month of April, we had 12 Operation Suitcases. That means there was 12 families removed, kiddos removed from the home, 12 families or kids removed from the home. That gets awful expensive. We had a set of four girls that we had to remove or that we had to do an Operation Suitcase for. They come with absolutely nothing, and we furnished pajamas, hygiene products, clothes, socks, everything they needed, shoes, including shoes. So, you know, that gets, for you parents out there, know that paying for all those clothes and stuff gets awful costly. So that's why we are doing so many fundraisers and stuff, so we can give back to our kids.
Janet Vath from the Lincoln County CASA joining us here this morning. Talk about the Summer Bash Wagon Full of Raffle. Again, folks, lots of good goody items. $10 for the raffle tickets, mixture of items for everyone in the family to kick off your summer. Janet, you mentioned the drawing is May 22nd. We'll have that right here on the radio. But when's the last day that CASA would prefer to have, you know, all the raffle tickets sold by, like kind of the deadline, when to purchase the raffle tickets?
5 o'clock on the 21st. That way I can get them all gathered and brought them in, put them in a bucket and bring them to the radio station with me on the morning of the 22nd, and we'll draw them just in time for Memorial Day.
Should be a good time as we wrap up our conversation here with Janet Vath. Before we let Janet go, hey Janet, North Platte Giving Day is coming up here on Wednesday, May 8th. You know, we kind of talk about, you know, with Giving Day, folks can donate to the Lincoln County CASA. We might have some listeners tuning along here, but let's just kind of talk about what exactly Lincoln County CASA is so they can kind of maybe learn a little bit more. It's like, hey, maybe that's what we want to give on Giving Day.
Okay, we like I was talking earlier, we have an Operation Suitcase. So when kids get removed from the home, we get the phone call that we need to supply anything from diapers, pull-ups, bed, car seats. Like I said, with our four little girls, we had to completely outfit them completely. They had absolutely nothing with them. And April was a tough month. We had, like I said, four of those that we had to do. Not say we had to do them. We did them. And so that's why CASA's running, trying to earn all this money, is to give back to our kiddos. Also, we have an advocate. CASA stands for CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocate. And again, we're always looking for advocates. So if anybody wants to help with these kiddos in the court system, navigate their way through, be their rock for them, their superhero. Just give me a call, 308-386-8393, or talk to any of the board members. We can get you hooked up. I'm going to start a class here sometime probably around the 15th of May. So come on in and join us. And it's a good cause. It's a good organization.
24 hours of giving to benefit our local nonprofits and make a difference. North Platte Giving Day is a 24-hour fundraising event on Wednesday, May 8th. If you'd like to donate to Lincoln County CASA, give at northplattegivingday.com. Again, that begins on Wednesday, May 8th. Janet, any final thoughts we haven't touched before we let you go?
No, just I hope everybody has a great day. And again, connect with somebody and get some raffle tickets. It's an awful good deal, and it goes to a good cause. So hopefully we can, my goal is to sell at least 200. I would like to kick it and sell 300, but if I can get 200 tickets, that's pretty much my goal right now.
Well, perfect there. Janet, thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to joining us here today, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here on Good Morning North Platte.